My guest at this time is Patrick Richardson, contributor to Pajamas Media and author of a recent piece on a very disturbing topic, if true, and he's here now to explain what it's about, essentially, the Obama Justice Department encouraging perjury. And Patrick, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Basically, what's going on here is the administration is encouraging, is it just the Justice Department or throughout the government, to basically lie in response to Freedom of Information requests?
It's a little more complicated than that, and they have supposedly backed off from it now. What happened was they had issued a proposed regulation. There's a bunch of changes coming to FOIA, supposedly to make things more transparent. One of these proposed changes was that instead of being able to, you know, doing the old trick, which we call the Glomar response, which was we will neither confirm nor deny that the documents that you're asking for exist, they would just simply lie and say, no, the documents don't exist. They did go ahead and there'd been enough pushback on it the first time that they brought this out that they'd reopened the public comment period. Just last week, then, they've gone ahead and said that will not be included in the regulations that they're pushing through.
Is that in response to the pressure from your piece and others, or was it just they finally thought better of their prospective policy?
Well, my piece came out just right after they went ahead and decided to back off of it. I think the big deal came down to even the ACLU was losing their minds over this. Freedom Watch, Judicial Watch, all of them went absolutely bananas over this.
What's the point of something like that, even considering that?
That's a good question. I don't understand what the point was except to gain more ability to hide things from the American people and from the press. There's just no logical reason for it.
What's the standard procedure for any government agency, Justice Department or anything else, to respond when a Freedom of Information request comes in?
Well, they get the FOIA request. They've got, I think it's 30 days to reply to it. They're supposed to get it done that fast. It generally doesn't happen that quick. They'll send you back a letter and say, oh, well, we're needing more time to track down the documents that you're looking for. What they're then supposed to do, if they don't just hand over all the documents, is they create what's called a Vaughn Index. And that is a list of, basically what they're doing is they're giving you a piece of paper that says, here's the documents that we have, here's the ones that we're not going to give you, and here's why. And then they have to justify why they're not giving you the documents. Or they can go ahead and it's rarely done, but they can do the, we will neither confirm nor deny that the documents exist. And then at least you have some recourse and you can sue and say, no, you know, we need to see the documents. But generally what you get back is some documents that are redacted. They'll have taken out, you know, whatever they deem to be sensitive information.
Patrick, in the book of your colleague, Christian Adams, I spoke with him a few weeks ago, and he had this whole list of FOIA requests that had come from organized labor, other organizations that lean to the left, media organizations that tended to lean to the left, and those got responded to generally within just a day or two, and certainly within a week. You mentioned the 30-day deadline. He's got another whole list in there of conservative-leaning organizations or media outlets that went 6 months or more without hearing a word from the Justice Department. How unique is that, and is there an actual law that's being broken there?
Well, as long as they send you back something saying we need more time, then you're fine. They're fine. They're within their rights, and they can do that. But, you know, it's very common. My colleague Richard Pollack sent in back in 2009, I think it was, a request, and all he wanted to know was who was on the flights to Copenhagen for the Copenhagen Climate Conference, how much did the fuel cost, who all went, you know, the basic stuff. Routine information that any airline keeps. 14 months later, 15 months later, we got back four blank pages.
Any explanation?
It was sensitive information is what we were told. I did a little digging and discovered that there was over 200 pages worth of documents generated by that request. They sent us four blank pages. And when I asked them about it, I was told that I would need to file a FOIA request to get the documents that Richard had filed a FOIA request for.
Do you get the sense that much has changed here, Patrick, since Republicans gained control of the House? There's obviously at least two major investigations going on right now between Solyndra and Fast and Furious. And we just found out in recent days that not all the documents requested on Solyndra are going to be turned over to the committee investigating that. So do you sense a change that's happened since Republicans are in more of an investigative position than they were last year?
It is in that they're really working hard to keep Chairman Issa and some of the other investigative committees from being able to get a hold of the documents. You know, they've been told essentially on more than one occasion after subpoenaing documents that they can just go pound sand. The Justice Department in Fast and Furious has been notorious for just refusing to comply with subpoenas.
Just so folks maybe listening to this, they're not familiar with how the Freedom of Information requests work. I certainly was no expert in this myself before reading your story and parts of Christian Adams' book. Take us back to a previous administration, whether it's Bush or Clinton. Is this unprecedented, the delays and so forth, or is that just part of government bureaucracy?
It really depends. These are pretty egregious delays, and the lack of documents that you get back is pretty new. You know, under previous administrations, you always had to fight to get stuff. You know, no administration likes to, no government agency ever likes to let out information that they don't have to. They'll always try to hold on to whatever they can. But generally speaking, under the Bush administration, certainly it was not nearly as highly politicized as it is under this administration. You know, you sent in for the documents, you got the documents. And the justifications under the Vaughn Index were usually pretty good for the stuff that they withheld. In the case of, you know, Richard's Copenhagen thing, they kept back. We understood that they didn't want to give the names of the protective detail in the Secret Service. That's fine. That's understandable. But they wouldn't even tell us who was on the flights or how much fuel the flights burned.
You mentioned right at the outset that they've backed away from this new rule of basically allowing government officials to tell people that documents that may exist don't exist. Does this mean that things are going to be any better than they've been for the last 2.5, 3 years?
No. No, not at all. And there's nothing in this stopping them from, when people aren't paying attention, passing the rule on through again.
Very interesting. Patrick, thank you so much for your time today and bringing it to our attention.
Thank you.
Patrick Richardson is a contributor for Pajamas Media. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.